All right, well, it kind of feels like we're back in the division here. The Colts, you know, I think that Coach Pagano, Coach Arians, Ryan Grigson, this guy's really done a good job with this club. They've made a lot of changes, and they've been very, very competitive. Looks like they get better each week. Four-game winning streak, playing well in all three phases of the game. And got a lot of turnover, got a lot of young players, but they're playing good, and it'll be a big challenge for us. They're really doing a good job offensively, moving the ball, hitting big plays, scoring, time possession, third down. So, you know, a lot of the key areas, they're really, really executing well.
You had the signing yesterday, the guard. Can you tell us what you see in him in signing?
Young. Played against him when he was at the Giants. So, of course, it didn't come out. And just felt like we could use a little more depth there at that position.
So you might have answered this in the conference call the last couple of days, but Bruce Arians was just talking about Reggie Wayne, and almost as if during the period of time when Marvin Harrison was there, Reggie was basically on the left side all the time in the same spot. But now he's doing so many different things. Do you see a player who's kind of reinvented, might be the wrong word, but kind of you're seeing new things from this talented player?
Yes, and I mean, they moved him around a little in the past, but not much. And now he's Hines Ward. He's in motion a lot. He's blocking. He's cracking. He's lining up close to the formation. He's in the slot. He's doing a lot of things that Hines Ward did in Pittsburgh. So it's interesting to see him in that role. But he's always been good at whatever he's done. I mean, you see him work in the middle of the field on middle reads and on option routes and that kind of thing, or working on the perimeter. He's good at all of it.
You also mentioned the fact that they hadn't had a chance to have Dwight Freeney, Corey Redding, and Robert Mathis on the field really all at the same time, except for, say, about 15 plays, according to Bruce. Not knowing how those – do you already know how they're going to operate in that 3-4 scheme, those guys on the edge, or do you have to see it a little bit to know how they will –
Well, I mean, we've seen all of them individually, and they move around. I mean, it's again, kind of like the Wayne conversation. You used to see Freeney on the left, Mathis on the right, and you still see plenty of that. But they also end up on opposite sides because they're really playing, especially in their base defense, they're playing kind of the Baltimore over and under scheme, and so you do see them on both sides, and of course Redding, can flip too, so. Just saying, when you come out of the huddle, you don't know for sure, okay, well, this is where Freeney's going to be, this is where Mathis is going to be, this is where Reggie Wayne's going to be. That isn't the way it is anymore.
Bill, you mentioned, obviously, Reggie Wayne comparison with Hines Ward. How much of Bruce Arians' Pittsburgh style do you see in what they do now offensively?
A lot. Yeah, a lot. That's their offense.
Coach, could you give us your impressions of Akib, just as you've spoken to him?
We're just trying to catch him up, and he's been in here every day. It's 3 days in a row. He's been in here with early, working hard, trying to get caught up. So, we'll see how it goes.
Given some of his off the field issues, what sort of makes you confident that those might not pop up while he's here as a member of the Patriots?
Well, any player that we bring here, we feel confident in bringing here, or we wouldn't bring him.
In speaking to him, though, has he said anything that is sort of you've been impressed with in regards to that? I'm sure he wants his high school.
Yeah, any conversations that I have with the players are between myself and the players. Keep that private.
Bill, to what extent has Wayne's rejuvenation, if that's the word that can be used here, attributable to the presence of Andrew Luck? And how impressed are you that a rookie quarterback can affect and change the way he has within the organization?
Well, I don't really see Reggie Wayne much differently than I saw him in the past. And he was good then, he's good now. There were some issues last year with their quarterbacking and passing game and all that, but I didn't see any drop off in Reggie Wayne as a football player. So I don't know, maybe I missed it. But he's always looked pretty good to me. I mean, Luck's done a good job for him. Like I said, I think he's gotten better each week, and he does a real good job of avoiding the rush, but also keeping his eyes downfield and not just pulling the ball down and trying to run or kind of panicking in the pocket. But he has a lot of poise, and he can dodge those bullets and at the same time keep his eyes downfield and find open receivers when they uncover later in the pattern and hit them. And he's made a lot of those plays.
So I think about it with Luck so much because he's such a good passer, but he can, when he needs to, use his feet to hurt you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He's a terrific athlete. Yeah, I mean, this guy can really run now. He's fast. Yeah, no question about his athletic build and running skill. He's probably as fast as anybody we've played. You know, we've played a couple guys that can run, but I mean, I'll put him right up there with him. He can cover a lot of ground. Very athletic.
Is there any plays that you've seen where they're actually trying to get him involved with the speed, or is it more like they're using him?
I think that's probably become a little bit, I wouldn't say featured, but they've probably used more of those plays, where he rolls out or not necessarily unprotected, but, you know, moving pocket type plays where he can extend the play a little bit and get outside and, you know, change the rush angles for the defenders and that kind of thing. Yeah, I think they're doing a little bit more of that. Like, more so, say, than they did, let's say, Roethlisberger, you know, in the same offense. You know, you didn't see Pittsburgh doing a lot of that with him, and I would say they didn't start out doing a lot of that. A lot of those plays just developed, and, you know, he did it on his own, or the play just developed that way. But now I think they've shown that they've designed, you know, I would say they designed some plays to try to, you know, get him on the move a little bit. And that's effective because it changes the angles for the rushers and it gets him, out there where he's tough in space.
Will it be a 50-50 split, or will you do more watching of tape of the Colts this year as opposed to Steelers tape in the past for prep?
Oh, it wouldn't be 50-50. No, I mean, you know, they've played 8 games or nine, however many it is. Played 9 games, so, I mean, there's plenty of film to watch on the Colts.
And watch Steelers, or is that helpful?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've played them every year too, so, you know, we got a lot of information on them, and we played them, and when Arians was there, and so, you know, we're familiar with what he did and those games. He's familiar with how he attacked us. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, you use those games as somewhat of a reference, but, you know, it's a different team now, and they have different players, and Reggie Wayne wasn't on the Steelers, and Heath Miller isn't on the Colts and all that, so, you know, there's some carryover, but it's not. No, I would say that we, you know, there's plenty of film on the Colts to watch.
So the Colts have not created a lot of turnovers yet. They're 6-3. How is that happening from what you've seen studying them? Because we often talk about how turnovers, that one stat that probably most directly correlates to wins and losses.
Well, they've been in a lot of close games. They've been in like six real close games. They lost 2 games, to the Jets and to Chicago, you know, by a decent margin. And then the other games really come down to, and then they beat Jacksonville pretty significantly. So the other 6 games have really come down to, you know, a possession or a few points and all that. So, you know, the things that they've done well, they've had good time of possession. So they're playing more offense and less defense. Their third down conversions are very good. They're not going 3-and-out. They're staying on the field, which is leading into the time possession. They're converting on third down, which leads into the time possession. They have a long punter and a long kickoff guy. So with McAfee, so, you know, they're winning some field position advantages in those areas in the kicking game. I think those are the things that they. you know, they're at the top of the league on, and that's in most of those games they've been able to, you know, most importantly, make the plays at the end of the game they need to make to, you know, to win. You know, they couldn't score against Tennessee, and then they score like two touchdowns in the last 4 minutes, you know, regulation and overtime. So, you know, it came down to a few plays, and they've been able to make those plays in 5 of the 6 games or whatever it is to win them. And that's good situational football.
Bill, the cornerback position, is that a position that you can bring in a guy like Aqib in the middle of the season and insert right away, or is there something else to that? Do they need more time?
I don't know. We'll see. Go through practice, go through the week, and we'll see. I don't know.
So yesterday you were kind of comparing or similarities between the Baltimore defense and current Indy defense. Talks about how Freeney kind of like Suggs, although they're a lot, you know, Almanaz, our linebacker, you call the defensive end. Really, kind of, is it similar sort of how we talk about Rob for you guys being just an end of the line player, whatever position you want to call him? He's always playing that.
Yeah, right. I think it's still. Right. I mean, that's usually where he lines up. I'd say a high percentage of the time, and that's the way you got to treat him, whether he's up or down, and he's coming most of the time anyway. So, you know, like Suggs, he'll drop off into coverage, you know, a play or two, but, I mean, you got to block him. I wouldn't count on him being in coverage, you know, too many times. I mean, you got to block him. You got to block Mathis, too. I mean, they're not. You know, they play some linebacker responsibilities, and Mathis more than Freeney, but, you know, you better be ready to block them. They're not running off the line of scrimmage too many times.
How about with Hughes? Have you noticed anything with the scheme change, maybe bringing out a little more out of him?
He's played well. He's also helped him in the kicking game, but he's, you know, he runs well. He's athletic. He's fast. And he's shown up. Made a number of plays for him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's, yeah, you know, the scheme or off-season program. You know, I don't know what it is, but he's playing well. He's been a productive guy for him all year. Okay.